There have been a lot of calls, from what I hear, that there are deserving cases why some category of people who apply for car ownership to be treated more kindly, to have less, you know, to pay less for the COE, such as families. So what do you think? Should we have
there are many good arguments like that. That is the trouble. There are so many good arguments like that that it becomes very difficult for the government to design a system which takes into account how many kids you have, how young they are, whether you've got somebody disabled in the family, whether you have an old folk, whether your job requires you to go place to place delivering supplies or meeting customers, or whether you are driving to a place at work very far away, no bus, I need a car. I think if you want to design a scheme which worries about all those things, it will fail. So let me just give you a bit of perspective and explain to you where we stand. What is it this is about? It's about allocation of a scarce resource trying to use economic principles. Okay? Allocating a scarce resource using economic principles. What is a scarce resource? In the first instance, road space, using the roads. But the COE is a proxy for the road space. So we are also rationing the COE, certain numbers, and then you have to allocate them. How do you allocate them? And the answer is, we would like to distribute them in a fair, efficient way. And that means I set a price, people come to buy it, and then those who bought it get full value. Those who didn't buy it don't feel that they missed out on a windfall. What does that mean? I must price it fair market value. Fair market value. Which is also, economists will say, the market clearing price. Okay? I put the price, people come to buy. Turns out I've got 100 COEs, 100 buyers, just nice. If I've got 100 COEs, 101 buyers, I put up the price a little bit. 99 buyers, I bring down the price a little bit. How do I do that? Well, I need a price discovery mechanism. Now, those of you in the finance business will know what is price discovery. When companies issue shares or bonds, you go around, you make the market, you make an estimate. Well, that's where the price, that's where the market roughly is. What is our price discovery mechanism? It is the COE tender system. And every 2 weeks, you can read it just like you read the 4D results in the newspapers every weekend. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. When it goes up a bit more than people would like to see, you get many requests to say, how about we change the system and make it not go up so much? And one of the things which they say is, how about pay as you bid? Because right now, you know, you just bid, submit a bid, and then everybody pays just the lowest successful bid. So maybe people are being reckless. But actually, if you look at how we are making our COE tenders work now, in fact, we are almost pay as you bid. Why do I say that? Because previously, when we started off, you name your number, you seal your envelope, you submit your envelope. It's a tender, it's closed. After the tender closes, after the time closes, you open all the envelopes and you decide what the outcome is. But now, because it's online, even as people are submitting their bids, we show you what the price is at that moment, clearing price. Moment by moment until the bid closes. So if you go, I haven't done this, but if you go, I've seen the charts. Normally, it's open for 10 days or something. The price is about zero because most people haven't bid it yet until about half an hour before the tender closes. Then the real money comes in. It comes up, price rises, and everybody can see where everybody else is. And by about 5 to 10 minutes before the bids close, more or less everybody has put their bids in. So actually, everybody has bid more or less according to what he wants. So actually, it's pay as you bid. So in fact, what people don't understand is that we have a system, it works quite well. You would like the outcome to be cheaper, but as long as I'm going on allocating COEs a certain number, there's a certain market clearing price. For that number, there's only that market clearing price. If you want the price to be lower, then you must put out more COEs, which is what the government is now doing. We took from the future. We are putting up 5-10% more, and therefore the supply is higher, and I hope that the price will be a bit more moderated. But there's really no easy way to make something which is valuable be distributed fairly and at the same time very cheap. Other cities sometimes give up trying to do that, and they've decided it's politically too difficult. They practically say, I've set a nominal price, anybody can apply, and it becomes a raffle, meaning we all apply, no harm, I may win, in which case I get something. Beijing used to do that for some time. But I don't think that's the right solution for Singapore.